I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hello.
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 Hello, and welcome to Meeting 32 of Football Land.
Football Land!
Which is also our last one of the season.
It is. Sad, but not that sad, because we will be back.
Yeah, I mean, what a 2021 it's been.
It's been great. We've got so many rides. We've got a giant map full of rides. And guess what I'm thinking of doing over the break, just so everyone's still keen?
Napping?
I'm going to do a massive Football Land Twitter World Cup of every single ride.
Whoa.
That's been in Football Land so far.
That's big.
Every single ride, whether it's from patrons, whether it's from us, whether it's from celebrities,
I couldn't even tell you
guests.
How many that is? That's a lot.
It's well over 60. it's going to be a lot of groups. I might have to get the patrons to maybe help seed it, and we'll do a proper draw.
Yeah.
And we'll have lots of groups and go into hopefully a last 32 knockout round. And then, or maybe just have it like the FA Cup.
All right. Well, I suppose we should really crack on. What have we got this week, Anthony? What have you got in your pocket?
Doing Super Neymario today.
Super Neymario. Mark.
In my pocket is Nick Dunmore's patron offering, which is called Roy and Ray's Boat Trip to Insanity.
Good. Well done, Nick.
I can imagine what it is, but
it's good. Yeah, it's good.
And I am pitching the DeMarcus Beasley piss take break. But Mark, you've been busy as usual.
A bit busy, yeah. Busy bee.
What is that advert?
I've done an advert for a ride that was pitched to us by Jim Daly. So this is for Roy Keane's Stick It Up Your Bollocks Dodgems.
Roy, get in your fucking cars. Will you shut the fuck up and listen to beautiful music? Stop crashing into each other and listen to the cat singing.
Oh, super. Oh, last one then. Last, Ryan, your last ride of the series. Make it a good one. What's it going to be?
So, as I just said a mere minute ago, the DeMarcus Beasley piss take break. This is a toilet.
Right.
DeMarcus Beasley famously and quite brazenly urinated on the side of a pitch.
He was a sub warming up when he did it, wasn't he?
He was. And he, he sort of ferreted his ferret out.
Pretending to stretch.
And not so, I mean, he wasn't even that subtle. He got it out.
Basically. It was a stream.
He'd had too many fluids at half time, I think. And just
it was during a World Cup.
It was during a World Cup. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So this is the DeMarcus Beasley piss tape break. A few years back, I had a really, 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 really clever idea that I didn't follow through on. And essentially, it was toilet games. Now, nobody likes going to the toilet on a night out, right?
Mm.
To spice up going to the toilet, the idea was that you go to the urinal and you'd compete against the person next to you. Or another option would be to compete against like a leaderboard. And you'd be competing in like urination games. So it would be like, say, a race, or it would be speed, like force that your urine was coming out. And it would go through like a water wheel on the side of a mill.
Okay. To make bread.
It could generate the power of the lights that you're standing under.
Completely. It could do so many things. I mean, urine is just overlooked, isn't it? I wanted to get people huddling around and sort of, you know, making urination a spectacle. You know, not people necessarily looking directly at your penis, but, you know, looking at the bells and whistles and the sort of like a pinball machine or a gambler, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at him, he's clocked up 67 miles an hour. I mean, I'd like to know how quickly wee comes out of my willy.
That would be lovely.
Now, it's not a proper toilet. It's not like a toilet block that you go into. It's like one of those kind of pop-up ones you get in cities at night to sort of stop men from weeing everywhere. I reckon you could fit four people around the tube thingy. So you could either go for like a one-player game, like a head-to-head, or you could even go for like a four-player game.
Yeah.
And there's an aspect of jeopardy in that if you select a four-player game, you've sort of got to hold in your wee until other people come along and want to play a four-player game.
One of the most obvious games that we should be adding to this, I think, is Wee Wee Football.
Yes.
You know, you're firing a water cannon at a Subutio ball.
Yeah.
You're standing at either end of what would be table football, but it's adapted for piss streams. And I guess that the drawback of that would be you'd be very strong at goal kicks when it's at your end, but it would fizzle out a bit as you attack.
Well, that's, you know, you could maybe have to be patient and sort of play it round at the back for a bit instead of going, or you might want to go route one. The break aspect of it could draw on the sort of big break, you know, the 90s snooker TV game show, where you can do sort of trick shots or even just make a break. You could even just, it could just be, there could be a little mini pool table or snooker table in there.
You could wee a 147.
I love the juxtaposition between the formality of snooker, so you're sort of parading around at the Sheffield Crucible in a tuxedo,
in a dinner jacket,
eyeing up the shots, and when you're happy that you've lined up the shot, you just whop your fella out and piss on the table.
Well, there's a man stood there in white gloves ready to polish your balls if that's also what you're into, and you could make an additional payment for that.
With Veron.
This isn't just for men. Everybody can play this.
No.
And so I'm permitting shiwis, and I'll allow any type of technical enhancement that's made to that sheepy to kind of make up for the decreasement of pressure that the sheepying sort of induces. So it might be a bit like a kind of piping bag action that you kind of,
yeah,
you're pumping the... You're pumping the wee that's is going into the sheepy, but you know, you can really kind of pump it or force it out.
So Ryan, what you've basically invented is a table in a toilet with balls on that people can just have a slash on with their friends.
I mean, in your mind, yes. In my mind,
with a toilet attendant. This what do you is mean in my glorious, mind. I'm just trying to translate.
This
your...
is a glorious steel tube. You know, like those. You know those right. beautiful French sort of. Pop-up, they're not pop-up, they're like a round advertising, you know, and they're sort of very lovely in French. It's like that. So it's a classy establishment. It's not like a porter cabin with a table that you piss on.
In your ideals, you've got lofty ambitions for how high tech and everything this is, but we all know that we're going to outsource these rides to the equivalent of like Serco, and it's going to end up with just a porter cabin with some bloke in a battered tuxedo called Colin who polishes your balls, and you haven't been told exactly what's going on. He spends a lot of time polishing your balls before he asks you to piss on a table.
Piss on a Tabuto cloth.
You keep saying table, and I don't know where you've got this table from.
Let's because of the snooker, mate. You keep saying about snooker and football.
These are not full-sized footballs and snooker balls. Basically, imagine
No, I'm not suggesting they are. Still, it's a table.
No, it's not a table.
I'm not suggesting it's a 12-foot by 6-foot full-length.
Imagine a box that's roughly the size of a microwave, right? And it's got a round hole in the middle. You can't see in it. Step up to it.
Why would you want to?
Well, people are going to want to, right? Not necessarily from the POV of the box, looking right into the eye of the beast, but they're going to want to see what's going on, right? So you step towards this box. There's a hole cut out in it, and you're at eye level. There is a screen, and that screen is registering. It's measuring the piece. So maybe in there isn't a snooker table. But there is sensors, and we've relied heavily on sensors in football land, and it's playing different scenarios, and you can load different games. So, you know, as we've said, the sort of speed, volume, height's a difficult one, and that we'll come back to height because of the microwave size box. But essentially, you know, you've got DeMarcus Beasley. He played for Chicago Fire. Imagine this, 4-player game.
Yeah.
You all step up cystitis. To your urinal box. And on the screen in front of you is a terrible house fire. And each of you has to put out the house fire instantly,
okay,
right, with your Wii, and it's a race to get it out. So it's like a, there's a bit of, not VR, but it's very much an interactive. I've got,
yeah, I can see like that. That's how the fire brigade actually do their training.
Yeah.
Can you piss a cat off a tree?
I've not just got house fires. I've got, there's many other urinating scenarios where you might need urine.
Right? Is one of them a hostage situation?
It's not. It's a jellyfish thing. So you step up, there's a woman, she's okay, screaming in the shallows. She comes out and you can see the blotches instantly. And she's like, right, quick, somebody wee on me. And then like on the screen, people start looking at you to put you under pressure. And you've got to wee on that jellyfish thing.
Imagine filming that with a few actors you've got from Spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I've been up for jobs like that.
I'm not. It doesn't end there. There's a special round. There's an unlucky participant steps up, goes to play the game, but they get given like a kind of a bonus round, like a one off. But it's terrible. What happens is a gas goes off, a sleeping gas, a bit like those Russians use in hostage situations, or Penguin and Joker would in the old Batmans, right? And what happens is it knocks you out and you fall asleep just as you're about to go for a wee, and you've got to wake up before you piss yourself.
Okay. So in real life, you've got to wake up before you piss yourself.
Yes, in real life.
So how do you know that so how's the challenge? Or is it just whether your body can wake up before you piss yourself?
Yeah, it's whether your body can wake up. So you step up and you put your coin in and it goes, ready.
How do you train for that?
And it goes, jellyfish round. And then you get ready and it's just about to come out. The sensors sense that the urine is traveling up the urethra and then...
Oh, gosh.
The gas comes out, knocks you out, and your body has to kick into sort of some kind of emergency mode.
Right.
And you're like, you know, your brain's going, wake up, there's people looking. Wake up, there's people watching you. And you can feel it coming. And I'd say probably 99 times out of 100, you're not going to wake up and you are going to wee yourself. And there's a very large
crowd. You're just going to wake up.
How long does that part take? Yeah. Because, you know, you've just left your family just to go for a quick wee. You've suddenly found yourself in this game. Then poison gas has entered. You've gone for a sleep and you've pissed yourself. Like, how long are they waking? How long are they waiting outside for you to emerge?
Because I think the longer the better.
Sodden with your own piss.
Yeah, you really want to go back to them totally broken. Probably this is the only time I'll allow feces.
Right.
That you just wake up covered in your own wee and poo and return to them and they go, where have you been? Where have you been?
I have another competition that we could add to the list, and this happened to me in real life. I was wandering around the jungle area of Iguazu Falls on the border between Brazil and Uruguay. We had a guide with us, and he stopped in a clearing and said, this is really good for butterflies. Let me attract some butterflies. And he whopped his tackle out and pissed on the ground, and he didn't warn us he was going to do that. But apparently butterflies are attracted to human urine. So one of the things that the little microwave could shout at you is, how many butterflies can you get?
Originally, when you said all of this, I thought you were going to propose a giant water rapids, which would be a giant fiberglass to Marcus Beasley, and you start off in his body, you travel down, and then you come out of a giant, you know, his giant penis onto the floor. But we've already got that, haven't we, with Wagner Love? I'm glad you didn't go down that route.
What we could do with the smaller scale of this is we could create a log flume for the mouse that has a bear's head. and people are just pissing on that at the top of the log flume, and you just get this mouse with a bear's head sliding around.
Because I hadn't considered the drainage. I hadn't considered, that's terrible, and I can't believe I hadn't thought of that. But as long as we've got some kind of flotation device, because I worry that the little small mouse hands and feet are not going to be sufficient to keep the giant head, and I don't know how floaty heads are.
Yeah, we don't want it to suffer.
I mean, and it's something for everybody, you know. It's like Formula One, you know. There's people, there's personalities, there's fast stuff, and there's all the tech stuff, you know. You got all the women rocking up with their, you know, technologically, you know, advanced sheepies and stuff. What isn't to love? I mean, it potentially. It's one for all the family. I'm just a bit worried about families with more than two kids because I haven't thought about how we could, you know, add extensions onto the four. I like that cylindrical.
Right. Well, tell you what, if you're listening and you've got more than two kids, cut a series of holes in your microwave and just try it out. Just see how you get on with your three kids and you and your wife or your husband and just piss all over a small doll's house that you've set light to in the middle of the microwave.
Right. That's a good prototype.
Yes.
Lovely. We better vote on this, hadn't we?
Okay, well, I suppose we should vote on this, I guess. All those in favour of the DeMarcus Beasley piss take break after three, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations, Ryan. It's great to have some way in this.
It's a fun facility.
Yeah, it's got so much potential, yeah.
This football player went to World Cups. This football player stayed at home. This football player had roast beef. This football player had none. This football player went way, 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 all over the pitch.
Oh, Patreon time, isn't it?
Patreon time.
Oh, and what a season of Patreons it's been.
It has been great.
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
Thank
lovely,
you to all the Patreons out there who have contributed. It's much appreciated and we love your input.
Yeah, I was thinking this the other day. It's not even about the money.
No,
it's
not
actually really nice to know that that we can get people involved and that there are people that really, really like Football Land. So that's nice to know.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely.
For your
So
love.
This, we're ending on a particularly strong one, I would say. This is from Nick Dunmore.
It sounds strong.
And I love it. It's fairly complex, so bear with me. Feel free to interject, but I will read through what he sent us. It's called Roy and Ray's Boat Trip to Insanity. And trip, for some reason, is all in capitals. And then Insanity, it's...
Oh.
In hyphen and then Seine, as in
the
River Seine.
Is that also in caps?
And that's in caps, and then a hyphen, and then itty.
Oh.
In sanity. So he begins, what is the scariest moment in film history?
Oh,
do you want to have an attempt to answer
gosh.
That?
I know.
Shining?
No, it's got to be the when the train came towards the cinema goers in early cinema,
in the
they
Lumiere
ran away
because
they were genuinely terrified. That's got to be the scariest moment when people thought they were actually going to die watching the television.
There was a stampede to get out of the cinema.
I think that was apocryphal. It didn't actually happen. Sorry to burst everyone's bubble.
No, I think it did.
No, it didn't. It's a myth.
I've been to the Lumiere Museum in Lyon.
It's a myth.
Everything's a myth to you. It's just because you like saying apocryphal.
Yeah.
It's like you've got word of the day toilet paper.
I'm sorry, but
and
you
you're
know,
stuck
people,
on apocryphal.
People need
you're,
to know
it's almost
these
like
things.
You're saying that people screaming at something on a screen has never happened in the history of cinema.
Anyway, you're all wrong. Nick Dunmore continues. Unless you said the psychedelic boat ride in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you're wrong.
Right.
Have you both seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah.
So this is, he continues, in Roy and Ray's Boat Trip to Insanity, we combine Gene Wilder's intense psychedelic terror with English football's most whimsical yet ill-fated boat ride. Roy Hodgson and Ray Lewington going for a boat trip on the Seine when they could have watched Austria v Iceland ahead of England's quarter-final clash with the latter. It's a fair point. Punters will step onto the boat for a gentle ride through Paris. Your guides, Roy and Ray, welcome you on, handing out Gitane and Tesco beer d'Alsace. That is a particularly fine detail that Hodgson will be wearing Gene Wilder's classic get-up of purple velvet coat, which, let's be honest, will really suit him. Ray Lewington will be dressed as an Oompa Loompa. He's not much shorter than Hodgson, so we'll have to do that thing where you kneel on your shoes. I really want to see this. NB, I will accept, this is still not Nick Dunmore talking, I will accept Roy and or Ray impersonators, but it's worth pitching this to them as a potential cushy retirement gig. Absolutely, Nick. We want to go for the real thing.
Well, you know, they are both available.
So as the boat meanders along to the sound of accordions and Ray playing the spoons on his thigh, the Oompa Loompas never did that, did they? But when Ray Lewington's an Oompa Loompa, he absolutely does. We eventually reach the tunnel. By this point, the powerfully psychoactive substance we have laced into the gitane and the stubbies will kick in for everyone. To heighten the experience, we project images onto the tunnel walls. Unlike the Willy Wonka version, where we see things like insects crawling on faces and chicken slaughter, and I've watched this clip, and that's true. There's chickens. A chicken gets beheaded in a kid's film.
Wouldn't be a kid's film if there wasn't a beheaded chicken, would there? I mean, not these days, but, you know, back in the day.
Well, that's a fair point. So unlike the Wonka version where we see things like insects crawling on faces and chicken slaughter, the images in this ride are of things you start to panic that you should be doing instead of a Paris boat trip. Replying to emails, calling your mum, testing your smoke alarm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're scouting Iceland so you can break down their low block. He's never recovered from England losing to Iceland. While all this is happening, it will be lovely to hear Roy's take on Wonka's shamanic incantation, as we know from that angry post-match interview with Match of the Day's Ivan Gaskell, he can get wild. And he's then listed the full text of the incantation, which I can't do it justice. I think if we want to hear it, we'll put in Gene Wilder's version.
Yeah. Right, so did going on that fateful boat trip affect their preparation for the Iceland game in any way?
Well, yeah, because we lost, and we definitely wouldn't have lost if they hadn't been on a boat.
I know, but how long was this boat trip? And like, could they not take like an hour off?
Are you suggesting that they gained, that there was a philosophical aspect to the boat trip, that they gained an alternate perspective? They went looking to kind of absorb a
absolutely
bit of Sorbonne-ness.
But no, what I'm more saying is, you know, like when you go out into the wilderness to find yourself, you go walk about in Australia if you're an Aborigine. I'm saying that Ray Lewington and Roy Hodgson took themselves out on the River Sen and had this massive, like, soul-searching, how do we beat Iceland? We don't want to underestimate them. They've got that amazing hand clap that they do. They've got Gylfi Sigurdsson. Gosh, like, what are we going to do? We've put Harry Kane taking corners, for goodness sake. How do we get out of this horrible, terrible nightmare that we've set ourselves in? And let's just smoke loads of gitans.
Hold on. And, the horrible, terrible nightmare that we've gotten ourselves in that we get to play Iceland in a knockout game.
Fair, but they haven't exactly, like, cast themselves in a great light before that, had they? Harry Kane was awful. Joe Hart was awful. We scraped past a lot of teams.
Unless Ray and Roy they already had gained that future perspective. As you're saying, we were all fooling ourselves, as we tend to do in tournament football. Whereas actually Ray and Roy, with all of their worldly perspective, their very long careers, had gone, no, we're not going to win this. Let's just enjoy the time while we're here. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to, like, I've always wanted to go on a boat trip down the Seine. Been so busy with football, never been able to do it. And Ray's like, I'm with you on that. Like, you know, maybe we've got it the wrong way round. You know, maybe they weren't looking for something. We should be looking at them going...
Yeah, well, no, but if we'd have beaten Iceland, all of the post-game chat for the next 4 days would have been like, you know what, won it, don't you?
What did they see on that boat trip?
Yeah, when they went on a boat trip. They masterminded it from a boat. It'll be called Das Boot.
They were caught between a rock and a hard place, I guess, aren't they? How do Brits... We don't know who we are anymore, you know?
No.
How does one behave when they're abroad, you know? Like, what does one do? Like, and so maybe Ray and Roy were just like, well, you know, it's very... One can't do anything right these days. I mean, there's so much to love about it and there's so much to hate about it. And maybe that's why there is no need for kind of laced Jutta and Beard Alsace. It's enough of a head trip as it is. It's like, how do I feel about this? There's two elderly gentlemen having a lovely time on the Seine together, you know, and I'm supposed to be angry, but look at them.
Okay, yeah. Guys, I'm on www.bateauparisien.com, which is the premier sightseeing cruises of the Seine.
Yeah.
€7 from €7. That doesn't include a meal and it doesn't include the audio commentary. It lasts 90 minutes. So I'm proposing that actually Ray Lewington and Roy Hodgson took a €7 special, booking in advance, only on our website, Discover here. Cruises with commentary, that's setting you back €13. You know what? They didn't need the commentary because they were playing every kick in their head the whole 90 minutes together, alone, isolated, on water,
so that
you can feel like the fluid. The fluid of the water underneath you, the motions.
I mean, if it was anything like my boat trip down the Seine, I think must have gone for a budget option. I'd never been I've been to Paris many times, never actually gone on the Seine in a boat, just like I lived in London for many years and had never gone on a boat in the Thames. I was like, I'm going to do it. Let's do it.
So
we went on a boat where somebody had erected an antique lamppost in the middle of the boat. So any picture you try to get was obscured by an antique lamppost.
What would they do that?
And so, you know, we sort of, yes, we built it into our photos, you know.
Yeah, the lamppost.
My wife modelled the lamppost and stuff, and I, you know, stood underneath it. You know, maybe that was the issue. They were on the same boat as me, and they were just inches away from, they had an obscured view, you know, and it was just like the game was coming into, they come into that hazy Beard Alsace kind of like, oh, I can just see it, Roy. I can see it, Ray. And they can almost see the victory, but every time it almost comes into vision, it just, a lamppost kind of just ghosts into their vision and it breaks the image and the mirage and it goes, and maybe then that was sort of, they were just looking at each other on the bench during that Iceland game and quietly just whispered into Ray's ear and just went, Ray, do you keep seeing the lampposts too? As the sort of second goal went.
Maybe there's a sort of Big Lebowski element to it in that whenever life gets too much in that film, one of them says, fuck it, dude, let's go bowling. So in the football world, in Roy Hodgson's world, whenever it gets too much, he just says to Ray Lewington, who's always his assistant, fuck it, dude, let's go on a boat trip. And that's what they do, just to ease the tension.
Right. Go on.
We need to vote on this.
Let's vote on it. Yeah. Let's vote on it.
I mean, it was almost perfect. And if anything, we've ruined it.
Yeah.
And so I'd just like to say to Nick Livermore, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, let's rein back in all the complications that we've just erected around this very beautifully simplistic vision and go. We're voting on Nick Dunmore's original vision. So, all those in favour of Nick Dunmore's Roy and Ray's boat trip to insanity, say aye. 3, 2, 1, aye.
Aye.
Well done, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Young man, we're building football land. I said, young man,
or girl,
we could do with a hand. I said, young man,
or girl,
do you understand? You could get in on this. To head on to PATR,
E-O-N now,
PATR,
E-O-N.
Send us
might be good, it might stink. We will talk about it anyway. You need to head on to PATR. Chuck in a couple of pound. We've got your thoughts all around, and it might just make our day.
Send us your ideas at patreon.com/footballland.
Thank you.
Anthony, what we got?
Right, guys, Super Ney Mario. Now, I thought of this idea for quite a long time this morning, and then just before we started recording, I've just looked up on the internet and it already exists on like 9gag or 4chan or like one of the websites that has a random number before.
Will they keep going up in those like Super Nintendo did and stuff? Will it be like 16chan, 32chan,
I don't know.
64chan.
Yeah. Is it bit? Anyway, all they've got is an 18-second video of Neymar, and instead of Mario, it's Neymar, and he's just rolling around. So it's, I'm pushing on regardless, because I have spent a while on this and I've got nothing else. So,
that's the spirit. That's the true spirit of football.
Okay, we need collaborations. We need video game tie-ins. We need big corporate entities clashing together in big versus X's is what they are, like Neymar X Nintendo. That's how they'll, you know. But anyway, Super Ney Mario, collaboration between Nintendo and the Neymar estate.
You mean the Neymar Hawking estate?
The Neymar / Stephen Hawking estate. whereby a family of five experiences their own early 90s 2D platformer, but in the flesh. Okay, so you are Ney Mario. Your quest is to accumulate as many coins and trophies as possible, or if you're not interested in the trophies, he has got other loves in life, taking as many weirdly inappropriate pictures as possible with your sister. So that's a side quest.
Twist.
So it's a 2D platformer, but you're on a track. You're actually in the platformer. So you're on a track like a roller coaster, but you're in a big fiberglass bottom half of Neymar, okay? So you can look out of it. Imagine like giant wrong trousers like in Wallace and Gromit. You can look out of Neymar.
You're in the bottom half of Neymar. So you're looking out through
You're just I haven't got time for bawdiness, Mark. We're not going down the penis route again.
No, it's a genuine question.
No. Do you just have to see out of it? Okay, is it a see-through Neymar? It's a see-through Neymar. It's a complete full Neymar, but he's made of glass. Is that better?
Ooh.
I just don't want to see out of anyone's penis for 10 minutes.
Well, you could look out of his bum and walk backwards through it.
No.
He went straight to the bum.
No.
No, mine was just, so the bottom half of Neymar, is it like does it look like Neymar or is it like a cartoon like Mario Neymar?
Good question. I haven't thought about that. It's probably the realistic Neymar in a Super Mario cartoonish world.
Yeah, because I was just thinking Mario's bottom half was a lot like the wrong trousers bottom half.
Yeah, true.
It's got the braces and everything, right?
It's got the braces.
So, you know, is it that you're in the bottom half of Neymar wearing Super Mario costume?
No. You're in realistic. Okay, forget the bottom half thing. You're in a full working. we're looking through. All of your family are looking through Neymar's eyes. Okay, ooh. So you're in Neymar's body and you're looking through his eyes. Right. So you're walking as Neymar, but you don't actually move his limbs. All you can do to control Neymar is jump up and down to avoid obstacles or jump on very enemies, good, yeah. Okay? So you as a group have to jump at the same time. So it's like teamwork. If you touch an enemy or a spike, you go into Neymar's vicious tailspin, famous diving roll, where you roll violently along the floor, sort of spinning, which takes ages. And it's vaguely embarrassing. Well, probably at least 8 or 9 seconds in real life.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say 3 to 4 minutes.
No,
but
I need...
8 seconds is good.
8 seconds.
Can we round it up to 10?
10 seconds. Because a bit like an equestrian, you know, where if you knock over a barrier, you do get a 10-second or 5-second penalty. But your horse in equestrian doesn't have to stay still or fall over. It's just got to...
Slightly worried about how much both of you know about equestrianism, but
everyone watches the Olympics and grandstand.
Not interested.
I would love to see a spin-off event where it's mostly equestrian, but one competitor is in a giant Neymar just sprinting around.
I thought you were going to say that the horse was on the back of the rider.
Oh, that would be nice as well. Like, that would be good to see.
It would make a blooming change, wouldn't it? About blooming time.
It would be great. Like, that would be like a kind of triathlon. It's like, you know, you've got the kind of horsey bit.
Where the rider
rides the horse. Then they switch round.
Right.
And then you run.
Then you're both on bikes.
And then the third one.
You have to shoot it from a distance.
I was simply just going to say hold hand and hoof and sort of run together. Or maybe you tie your leg together.
Field of daisies.
Yeah, or you, like a three-legged race, but in this case, it would be a six-legged race. You'd have to tie your leg to a horse. It's probably just you being dragged by a horse for the final leg. But
the trouble with Neymar is, as a platform game, it starts off very hard and then it's really easy and there's not much like to do. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Except for like three times in a year when he's got to do something tricky and it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And once every 4 years where it gets really tricky and it, again, he's either really injured or his team is terrible. So it's actually like researching that is actually quite sad.
There's other challenges that he faces though. I mean, he's mainly a kind of influencer with a football career on the side. So maybe we should put more impediments in the way of his career advertising everything on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because Neymar, he's getting on now. For somebody who had so much and there was so much excitement, he's getting very close to 30. that is for modern footballers these days. You know, they sort of work them like horses. He's 4 years away from kind of extreme chronic arthroarthritis or something.
Right.
So the equivalent of death for a footballer, I imagine. But I was trying to think who would be Wario, and I was thinking, well, Wario could maybe be Ronaldo because Neymar could have been a Ronaldo type, where if he just put that extra focus that Ronaldo had at that critical point in his career.
Yeah.
So I actually thought that maybe we could do a crossover and let's get another brand in. Let's get a Sega Nintendo. So it's like Sega by Nintendo Neymar.
Right, right.
And we'll bring Sonic in.
Yeah, that's good.
And Ronaldo is Sonic and he just, you know, he zips all over the place. He wins everything and he's just sort of a lot better than Neymar.
I like that. Also, James Milner also looks like a Nintendo mushroom, doesn't he? And, you know, James Milner basically single-handedly ruined his Champions League season, didn't he, a couple of years ago? You're right, there aren't that many enemies apart from, I guess, gravity? Gravity is quite difficult for Neymar because he does fall over a lot.
Yeah. And that's similar for Mario. He's a man with a big leap, big dreams, but ultimately sort of ends up in a pit quite a lot.
His greatest enemy, perhaps, is the fact that his sister's birthday is within the normal domestic season. Every 11th of March, he is injured or suspended. So going back 5 years, every single 11th of March, he is not... Yeah, it's true. And even Sergio Ramos in 2017 said he'd love Neymar to come to Real Madrid, but they'd probably have to negotiate his sister's birthday in the contract. So actually, that is his biggest weakness. It's the fact that, for a month of the season, he can't play.
Well, should his sister be a character in it then? And you think she's his ally, but she's the enemy.
I mean, is there a female character in... There is.
Princess Peach, yeah. Daisy, Princess Peach, yeah. I guess like in traditional Mario, you want to save the princess, don't you? So what if you saved your sister, but your sister was actually evil and was stopping you from playing football? Like that would be the twist. But it's difficult to get into a 3-minute ride, isn't it? By the way, your sister's evil.
Yeah, just a throwaway ending. You've won, but she's eaten you. So,
it could be. So you're in this giant. I'm imagining like fiberglass see-through Neymar, but maybe it's PVC. So it's actually quite like a rain mat around you. Okay, so you've got a bit of space to breathe. Yeah, exactly. And you get to the end. You're there to save your sister. But your sister turns giant, powered by her social media success and followers. You know, she mushrooms into this giant monster and then physically eats the surrounding, you know, fiberglass mac thing from around you. And then that's how you exit the ride. Your skin has been ingested by a giant snaky sister.
I'll agree to this and I'll vote this right in if we can find a way of families with sisters, of us actually doing this to the sisters of those families.
Sorry, what?
So if you're a family of four and there's mum, dad, brother and sister, now if this can happen to the actual sister inside the fiberglass Mario...
By the way, can you eat the outer fiberglass shell, which is made of like a sweet?
Whoever mans the turnstile slips her a little note, says, read that when you're about halfway through.
I don't think she gets a choice in it. I think a little needle comes out from the side and just gets her in the neck. She grows massive. She's absolutely furious about being massive.
Yeah.
And she busts out of the shell and she just starts eating it in fury.
The only thing I'd change of that is she gets injected in the neck, she turns massive, and then she's like floundering around saying, how the hell do I get small again? And then a ride operative dressed as a doctor says, I'm afraid that the only way you can get back to your normal size is by eating the entire Neymar outer shell of this ride.
Yeah.
But then you might have people refusing and or not hearing, and then you've just got giant girls walking around the park very angry.
Maybe she's just been injected with some mad drugs that's made her massive and she has no idea what's going on.
Exactly. She can't hear the doctor because he's too small for her ears.
Yeah, it's too tiny.
All right, well, I think we'd probably better vote.
It really makes you think, this one.
Absolutely.
This one has entered a philosophical dimension.
Absolutely. Okay. All in favour of Super Neymario, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Well done.
Lovely.
Very good. Lovely.
Thank goodness for that.
I want to take you out with Neymar, Neymar, Neymar. I want to take you out with Neymar, Neymar, Neymar. But I can't because he's with his sister.
That's the end of season one of
Football. It's been emotional.
Been lovely. Thank you to all the Patreons. Yeah. Thank you to all the non-Patreons.
Thank you to all the guests we featured as well. They've been brilliant.
People. And we'll be back in July.
We will be back.
Yeah. We're just going to go and watch the Euros, aren't we?
Yeah, going to watch the Euros. Yeah. Okay, bye. Bye.
Matt Whitworth.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.